Oh my gosh. You know it was. I mean, you saw this show, so you know what the requirements were of me. I think one of the keys for me, and I know everybody has their different process, but I literally did not speak. I was quiet a lot. And I know that a lot of my friends, I'm like, are they going to see? Am I going to have any friends when this show's done? But they were awesome. Every single one of them was awesome. And they were like, Kristen, you have to do what you have to do to get through this. And
Well,
I slept and I did not speak. I rested. I lived like a nun, as we
and
say.
thank goodness for texting, right?
Yes.
And
I
have
never thought I'd say that, but yes.
What will you be performing? What will you sing at the Cobb Energy Center?
Well, I can't wait to come back because I was there a couple of years ago and I love the venue so much. I'm going to sing a lot of new stuff because I've been doing a lot of new stuff in my show since from 2 years ago. Of course, there's going to be stuff that people want from me and I'll do it. But there's a new sort of part of me that is singing things. Songs from movies that I've loved, like Breakfast at Tiffany's and 9 to 5 and The Man Who Knew Too Much and Star is Born and Toy Story. So a lot of it is going to be songs from movies and that maybe were musicals too, but like 9 to 5 was a movie first. Moon River, as you know, is a favorite, but I found that as it's like it's a new song for me.
Wherever you're going, I'm going your way.
In a lot of these songs, we have to find our way to do them. And sometimes it's not going to be a match. But boy, have I fallen in love with The Man That Got Away and Moon River and even Que Sera, Sera. So you'll hear sort of a new program, and then you'll hear some stuff that, from Phantom and Wicked and maybe even On the 20th Century, because I feel that that's what I just did. So I want to, I'm thrilled. I still miss it all the time. I do a new Dolly Parton song for me. It's new. I'm doing, a lot of new stuff for me. So I'm excited. And so far out on the concert circuit, people have been so positive about it. They're like, we're so glad to hear you singing in all these different ways, and you can really tell you're doing what you love. And that, to me, is the most important thing.
Well, you know, it would one would think it would be very easy for you just to have taken off the summer or a few months after the Broadway run and rest and maybe text it a little more. But I mean, you have embarked on an ambitious concert tour, and you know, I wondered, considering the amount of energy that takes, why do concert work?
It's where I'm happiest.
Really?
I feel I love doing live theater in any venue, in any way. So I love Broadway, obviously, theater, plays. I love the connection that a performer can make with an audience. I love the opportunity to get to stand in front of everybody and say, this is what I think and this is how I feel. Music is a way for people to know things about me without me saying it. It's a way for people to know things about me that I don't talk about even, or that nobody knows. It's the connection. And how else better can I do that than through concert work? I just love it.
So,
That being said, obviously I love doing film and TV for sure, but that connection is what I love more than anything.
So we get to see you more in the role of yourself on a concert stage.
Exactly. Well said. I am playing myself. Oh. And which means I'm not having to play at any. It's the ultimate raw truth. And, you know, look, it's not for everybody, but I have a lot to say. And as most artists get the opportunity, I get the chance to say, this is what I want to say here. This is how I want to be remembered. Hmm. This is a song that means something to me and my dad, and here's why. You know, this is what art is, and I love it. And again, I feel, people say it all the time, but I really, really mean it. I know that I'm so, so lucky to get to be paid for what it is that I was born to do. I love it so much. I wouldn't know how to do anything else.
Well, I think we feel very lucky that you are so passionate about what you do. I have to say that your physical stature may be petite, but you truly are one of those larger-than-life performers, and long may it continue.
Thank you, my darling. Thank you.